Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today's program will be about relationships. Oh yes, relationships. And let me begin by reading something from my book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a very popular book. A lot of people have been helped by it. Here's the beginning of the first chapter. Relationships make the world go round. We love people and we hate them. We want to be around them and we want to get away from them. We can't live with them and we can't live without them. And nowhere is this more evident than when it comes to dating, courtship, long-term and short-term relationships, partners, and spouses. All of our relationships start off with excitement and dreams of living happily ever after. And yet a large percentage end up as a living hell. Many of us saw our parents arguing and fighting and we hated it. We were so sure that our relationship would be different. But once we got involved with someone for a while, sure enough, soon we were arguing. We were just like our parents. Something is wrong. If love turns into hatred, then it wasn't really love to start with. It proves that what most people think of as love is not really love at all. That's the very beginning of my book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Now, why do I begin my programs with a reading from my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage? Well, the reason I do it is because relationships are so important, so very important, and I'll tell you why. First of all, because that's what life is really all about. If you mess up your relationship with your partner, with your children, with other people, then life is not good. Doesn't matter how much money you have or whether your basketball team wins or not, or none of it matters in the long run if you mess up relationships. And the second reason is, and this is very important, your handling your relationships properly. If you can do that, if you can learn to do that, if you can begin to do that, then that is how you can straighten your own life out and how you can find the good life. The good life instead of the life that you know now, a life of resentment and hurt feelings and baggage from the past and all that kind of stuff. Because we all know that you can be very phony out in the world. Why, you can go to work and everybody thinks you're a wonderful person and you smile and how you doing and how's it going and at work you're very, very clever and very successful and people like you and they say how smart you are and how nice you are. You know, you can, that's very easy to manipulate that, isn't it? But then when you get home, that's where the trouble begins. Communication with your kids is not good or something's wrong. Something's wrong. Your kids are acting out. You don't even know why. Maybe you do know why, but maybe you don't even know why. Your wife wants a divorce. Your wife is unhappy. Your husband is quiet all the time. He stops talking. See, unfinished business and hurt feelings, and you're resentful. See, you're resentful and you're judgmental. You can't stop judging your husband. All these type of things at home, see, are really where the... Like the old expression, remember the old commercial, where the rubber meets the road? It was the tire commercial. They said, where the rubber meets the road. Well, where the rubber meets the road is your relationships with people near you. And Christ said it. He said it. He said, you know, if you go to the temple with your gifts, and all of a sudden you remember that you have an issue with your brother, then leave your gifts at the temple door and first make it right with your brother, and then come back with your gifts. So if you can make it right with those around you, then life can be good. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, my name is Roland Carrillo. I've been on the air now for, I think, 27 years now. All over the country. At this present time, I'm on the air in Southern California, San Bernardino, Palm Springs area, and also in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, I'm real happy to have a weekday program, and then it's repeated on the weekend, on Saturday evening. It's very nice, but the only thing is I'm not getting any response. I'm not getting any response now. That's not good, because that doesn't speak well of you, let's put it that way. Now, obviously, if you just turned the radio on, you're hearing me for the first time, well, that's a different thing. But if you've heard me a lot, and you're not responding, you're not getting the meditation, you're not sending me an email or a little phone call saying, thanks, Roland, or thanks for the program. No response whatsoever from you. That's not good. Not good at all. Okay? Because I'm doing the same thing I've always done. And in fact, I'm doing it better. I'm doing it better now than ever before. And my resources are outstanding. The meditations that I have, they're beautiful. I have the free meditation, which is excellent. I have books, many, many books. I just wrote a brand new book. And I've got all my radio programs, and I've got, I think, almost 700 YouTube talks now. And so if you're not taking advantage, if you're not responding, if this isn't like a breath of fresh air to you, if it doesn't bring you joy, yes, a little pain when you hear the truth about your own mistakes, of course, but then a joy, you're glad to hear them. And if there's no response, then that doesn't speak well of you, okay? So, relationships. So I said that if you could make it right with those around you, then that's the secret to solving all your problems. Because like I said, that's where you really find out your weaknesses when you get married or when you live with someone. As I've said many times, before you get married, you can be selfish. It's easy to be selfish when you're in high school, when you're in college, when you get a job and you're out on your own, single. It's easy to be selfish, and you are selfish, okay? But then when you get married, all of a sudden, now you discover your own selfishness. And then how you deal with it, that's the That's the big question, how you deal with it. Now, most of us mess up. See, we get married with the wrong idea. Men think people think they're getting married to get their needs met. See? And when her husband doesn't respond, she begins to manipulate. And her manipulations backfire. Okay? And the husband, while he thinks that just going to work and coming home and watching television and that sort of thing is enough, he doesn't know that more is required. Much more is required of a man. And when kids come along, well, the husband often becomes like a non-factor. He just sits around and watches television and barbecues on the weekend or goes to work. Not that I'm knocking being a good provider. That's very good. That's very good. Okay, but more is required. And so the kids come along and the parents are impatient. Why? Because they're selfish. See? And so being selfish and also not understanding. See, when you're talking about people, you're talking about your wife or your children or your parents or anyone. See, people are actually metaphysical beings. We're more than just animals. Humans have a soul. And so very special knowledge and understanding is required to deal properly with people. And so let's talk about that after this very important announcement. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. If you could learn to relate properly with your partner, with your children, with other people, then you would develop what is called character. You would have or develop or come to have what love really is about. You would have patience, long-suffering, understanding, wisdom, courage, honor, and all the other beautiful virtues. And where would they come from? They would come from within. Now look, there's a relevant passage in the New Testament. It's in the Epistle of James. And James says, count it a blessing when you encounter all manner of temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Isn't that beautiful? See, when you encounter the vicissitudes of life, and especially when you encounter little issues with your members of your family, for example, see, look at it as an opportunity to practice patience, and to find understanding to deal with people properly. See, now you don't know how. Now basically all you have is what? Anger, resentment, hostility. Okay, and then you feel guilty for your anger and for your judgment, for your hostility, and then you feel guilty, so then you try to be extra nice to make up for it. See, instead of admitting your own failing, why, you try to cover it all up and try to make up for it, so then you're extra nice, too nice. So you're either witchy or too nice. See? Or you're either angry or a wimp. See? One or the other. But neither is good. None of those extremes are good. See? So you have to reach within to find understanding, to deal with people properly. Giving in is not always the answer. In fact, it's not the answer. Compromise, giving in, being a people pleaser. See, that's going to get you nowhere. All it does is empower the other person to take more liberties and to become more wrong. But on the other hand, being angry, that doesn't get you anywhere. Okay? Or secretly judgmental, secretly judging, saying nothing. That doesn't get you anywhere. There has to be a better way. There has to be a higher way. There has to be a way of dealing gracefully. So you have to find it. So what you have to admit to yourself, see, which some people never will. But if you want to get better, you have to admit that the way you've been handling things up till now hasn't been working. And the other thing you're going to have to see is when you go out into the world, when you go to the bookstores, and when you go to the experts and the gurus and the professors and all the people who claim to have knowledge. See, well, they may have knowledge all right, but the problem with knowledge is knowledge without understanding is dead. And the timing is wrong. Everything is wrong. See, so people try to use knowledge, what they learned somewhere in some book or what they heard someone say, they try to apply it in a very crude way to some delicate situation. They make it even worse. Now, you remember when you were kids, for example. You remember when you were kids how your parents didn't get things right. A lot of times they were talking at you instead of to you. And when they should have been firm, they were weak. And when they should have been soft, they were arbitrary and rigid. You see what I mean? They got it wrong. You couldn't understand. And you know why? It's because they didn't have understanding. So where do you get understanding? You can't learn it in a book, in a building, in a church, in an ashram, in a temple, in a university, on the internet, in a classroom. The only place you can get understanding is from within, from your creator, through the faculty of intuition. That's why God gave you intuition, what you wordlessly know in your heart. So realize that you have been messing up and honestly inquire of God how to make things right. And if you're sincere, you'll begin to realize answers from within. Got stress? Try the easy meditation. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and try the easy meditation. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, indeed, what you need is patience and understanding. Patience and understanding is what you need to deal with other people, to deal with imperfect people. Your husband, for example, or your partner is imperfect. But how about you? Are you perfect? No, you're not. So if you're not perfect, then you mustn't resent and judge and hate other people when they're not perfect, you see. And so, first of all, you have to see that that's what you've been doing because you've been selfish and egotistical and prideful, and your manipulations have backfired, and your appeasing has backfired. See, that seems to be all that people know how to do, to become angry and or try to manipulate or pressure people, try to get others to conform to their will. See, the problem is that if you're like most people, you've been playing God. Yes, you want to be God. You want worship and admiration and respect. You demand homage. And when people don't, well, you resent them and hate them. And then you condemn them and judge them. See? And you have a will to power. You want people to bend their knees to you. Now, most people begin to see that if it's too obvious, if just how prideful and how hateful and how resentful and how judgmental you are, if that were obvious to other people, then it would definitely, you would look really bad, and you don't want to look bad, so you want to look good because you want to be like God. You want to be good. Okay? And so you hide it, you mask it. But the problem is then, so what do? You just go around and secretly judge people, but then you become an appeaser because you don't want your anger to come out. Okay. Now, you know, there's a lot to be said about relationships. That's why I wrote my books, which are very good. My books, especially the ones on about relationships, which I've made some little announcements that you've heard. You can easily get my books at Amazon.com, or you can get them from me for a small donation. And it would be good reading for you, because like I said, you can't get this information anywhere. Who points you back to your own intuition? Who points you back to your own intuition? Who talks about understanding? Who talks about giving up resentment, judgment? Who does, see? Well, not very many people do. And somehow you know in your heart that if you're resentful, if you're judgmental, if you're angry, you know that that's not good. It's not good for other people. You become a temptation to them, but you also become a temptation when you're weak, when you clam up and say nothing, when you're an appeaser and a people pleaser. You also become a temptation to them, you see? So what ends up happening is just you end up bringing out the worst in each other. You and your partner bring out the worst in each other, which is not good. So why not bring out the best in each other? Well, what you need is a softening of your heart so that understanding can enter from within. Understanding. And then patience. Patience for others and then patience with yourself. See, some of us, what do? We turn our resentment on ourselves. We know it's not good to nice to judge other people, so we turn it upon ourselves, but that's not good either. So from now on, please, let go of resentment. See that your husband is just a man. Your wife is just a lady. And have some patience. And have patience with your children. You have no idea what kind of pressure they're under out there. Let love blossom in your life. And in God's light, all is good. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7. Leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So let your new life begin now. Begin now to be more forgiving, which means letting go of resentment and judgment. And also, get the little meditation that I made, the little free meditation, or easy meditation I call it. You can learn it in a minute. It's very simple. You learn how to be in the present, and how to get out of thinking, and how to be centered and grounded, calm down. Could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.